You are listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, episode 435. Hey there, you amazing human, and welcome to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, the podcast that is designed for female entrepreneurs who want to make more money in a way that is in alignment for them. If you're looking for practical advice, proven strategies, and expert insights to help you navigate the challenges of growing your business, then you've come to the right place. Welcome, my friend. I am your host, Angela Henderson, a proud Canadian living in beautiful Australia, and I'm a business coach, consultant, and strategist who has helped thousands of women around the world build successful businesses. Through solo episodes and interviews with successful business owners, industry experts, and thought leaders, you'll get insider insights into what it takes to succeed in today's digital age. Whether you're struggling to scale your business, looking for ways to boost your productivity, or seeking ways to overcome the challenges of being an entrepreneur, this show has everything you need to succeed and more. So subscribe, pop your headphones on, and get ready to creating the business and life you deserve today by allowing the Angela Henderson Online Business Show help you create a winning strategy, develop the right mindset, and build lasting wealth. Hey there, you amazing human. It's obviously just Ange here. Welcome back to another podcast episode with me, your host, business strategist, keynote speaker, and podcaster, helping women around the world to scale their businesses. And today I want to chat to you about those weeks when everything feels just a little bit dull, where your to-do list is glaring at you, your energy is nowhere to fucking be found, and even the things that you normally love feel really heavy. Have you ever been there? Are you currently in that state? I know I've been there. And I also know my clients have been there. And how do I know this? Because last week, one of my mastermind clients came to our hot seat call and said, Ange, I don't really have anything about strategy specific around funnels or anything like that, but I just want to talk about this flatness. She's like, I can't seem to shake it. And then others in the mastermind also started to tune in, you know, like, yeah, I've lost my spark. I'm just feeling flat. I don't feel like doing anything. And I thought, listen, wow, if we can have this beautiful and rich conversation inside of the mastermind hot seat call, there might be yourself out there who is currently feeling this or has gone through this or might even have it coming up. And you're like, now you've got some tools in your back pocket to be able to navigate it. But I also want to normalize it. I feel everything that we consume online is about go, 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 do, be, et cetera, et cetera. And yes, as you know, I often say there are times for that. But what if this flatness or this unmotivated feeling that you might be having, this dullness, or, you know, you've lost your spark, is maybe it's just your body asking for something different. Maybe it's a pause. Maybe it's a recalibration. Maybe it's a softer way of moving forward. So today I'm going to share with you what might actually be going on, seven different things that I've seen over the years. And I'm also going to give you some practical and gentle things that you can do to start shifting out of this flatness. So let's dive in. I like to keep things really super simple. Let's just start by why you might be feeling this flatness. And listen, I'm going to talk to you about seven of the ones that I see on a regular basis. There are always going to be many, many more depending on individuals, business models, etc. But I just want to talk to you about some of the key things that I see. One is your nervous system reset. Sometimes when you are starting to grow and scale your business, you're simply creating a new normal. And when you start to create a new normal, you're not running on chaos or adrenaline anymore like you used to be. And that can feel quite uncomfortable for some, if not many of us. But what's really happening is when you're no longer running on chaos and adrenaline, your nervous system is learning how to be safe without urgency. And this is a good thing, but again, it can be very difficult to be able to sit in that calm when you've been running on go, go, go. So one of the things that I see when this flatness can start to appear, this unmotivation can start to appear, is it's simply your nervous system resetting. Try to lean into this. Now, the second thing when I see flatness starting to come around, either for myself or the clients that I work with, is a misalignment. You might be doing all the right things, but they don't feel right anymore. Maybe they used to, but maybe they don't anymore. And maybe something in your business or life is out of alignment. And remember, your body knows before your brain does. So let me explain that a little bit more. When people work with me, I have my business success model, and there's four different quadrants, I guess. One is strategy, one is health, one is relationships, and one is wealth. If one of those key things are out of alignment, it can really start to throw you. But often people will keep pushing through and keep pushing through, and they won't actually look at what is misaligned because of fear of having to let go. You know, I could use the example when I had to admit to myself that my relationship with my ex-husband was no longer working. I would ignore it, but there would be this flatness there. And then when I came to truth with it, things started to shift and that flatness started to go away. So the second thing that I often see is people are misaligned in one of those four areas: strategy, health, relationships, or wealth. And you've got to get really, really true to yourself in order for this to start to shift. Three, the third thing that I see on a regular basis with women when they're starting to feel flat, not for all women, but is for women, their hormones, right? It can be hormonal shifts that are starting to happen, whether or not it's your monthly period, can absolutely impact this flatness you're talking about or your motivation and energy levels. And even into that deeper transition of perimenopause or menopause, we can start to see this flatness come about. You know, these hormonal shifts, they're not just physical shifts, they're identity shifts too. And this is really important when we start to look at where is this flatness coming from. If it is something that you're starting to go, oh, maybe it is my period, maybe you start to track when the flatness is coming. Is it every single day or only every once in a while? The fourth situation that I see for women that are feeling flat or unmotivated can be seasonal impact. So for example, here in Australia, it's winter. The days are darker, the sun is low, and we're not getting as much natural light. That lack of sunshine affects your vitamin D, your serotonin, and your mood. It's not in your head, it's in our biology. I remember when I used to live down in Tasmania here in Australia, it's a beautiful, beautiful place, but the winters are dark and gloomy and cold compared to where I live now in Queensland, where the sun shines almost every single day and it's fairly warm most of the time. And so we actually had to move from Tasmania back to Queensland because I was diagnosed with a thing called seasonal affective disorder. My moods would change drastically without that beautiful sunshine. And I would start to just stay in. I would just not want it. My eating habits would change. My sex drive would change. Everything would start to change because of the weather. We moved back up to Queensland and life has been pretty awesome. So seasonal impact is the fourth thing that I see. Quick question. Have you ever spoken at an event, felt amazing, got great feedback, and then absolutely nothing happened? No leads, no bookings, no new clients, just applause and then absolute crickets. I see it happen all the time. Not because your talk wasn't good, but because most talks aren't built to do anything. That's why I have to tell you about Booked in 20, a powerhouse workshop created by my friend Jacqueline Brooker, who is a certified speaking professional and founder of Any Given Tuesday. Jacqueline has helped hundreds of entrepreneurs turn 20-minute talks, such as panels, guest spots, networking events, into 4, 5, and 6 figures of revenue. And this workshop unpacks her full framework. So whether you speak often or know you need to start speaking, this will help you turn your voice into a serious business tool. She normally charges $100 for this particular workshop, but she's joined up with me to give you the opportunity to access this completely free. Just head to the show notes at angelahenderson.com.au, click on podcast episode 443, and you'll be able to access this workshop absolutely free. And watch how your next talk changes everything. The fifth thing I see when people start to feel flat is this environmental stagnation. If you've been working in the same space, staring at the same walls and following the same routines, it's no wonder why you might be feeling flat. Our environment shapes our energy. A stale space creates stale energy. The sixth thing that I see when people start to talk to me about flatness, transitional seasons. You might be in a transitional season where you've let go of what was, but the new thing hasn't fully arrived yet. And that space, it can feel super foggy, slow, or almost even pointless. Like, why am I doing this? Why am I getting systems in place? Why am I getting automations in place? But it's part of the creative process. It's the inhale before the next exhale. And seven, something that is often not talked about enough is grief. Small or big. And I'm not necessarily talking about someone passing away. That could happen. But sometimes the heaviness, the flatness that we talk about is grief. Maybe from a loss of a team member leaving, a failed launch, a tough decision that you had to make, or even outgrowing your old identity as you move into that scale stage of your business. Grief doesn't always look like tears. Sometimes it looks like apathy, fatigue, or disconnection. So again, these are the seven things that I have seen. And when I started to talk about it with my clients the other day, and then I started to put pen to paper to write this particular episode, I was like, yes, these are the common themes that I've seen within myself and with my clients. So the flatness could be because of a nervous system reset, misalignment, hormonal shifts, seasonal impact, environmental stagnation, transition seasons, or grief. Now, you might be thinking, Angela, what the hell can I do? I don't want to be here flat all the time. And listen, you're not going to be flat forever. It's just a certain time. I want to gently offer some ways to shift out of it, not through force or pressure, but through curiosity and compassion. All right. One, change your environment. Seriously, pack up your laptop, work from a cafe or a co-working space or a library, or even just move to a different room in your house. Shifting your environment physically helps shift your state mentally. In addition to changing your environment, maybe you want to stay in the same room, but you change the layout of where your desk is, or you bring in a new bookshelf, or you paint the wall, or you bring a new painting. Whatever you do, change up your environment. Two, what you can do in order to shift from this flatness is get playful. This one is fucking underrated, but play is a nervous system hack. Bake something messy. Play basketball with your kids. Pull out the coloring books, dance like an idiot in your kitchen, go out and do paintball. I don't know, go and do something fun. Joy is a real strategy. The third thing that you can do to shift this flatness, and I love doing this and do this on a regular basis, is book a night away or a weekend away. Take yourself on a solo retreat, even if it's just for one night in the hotel. Space and silence are underrated medicines for a woman's mind. Four, just ask yourself. If you're feeling really, really flat, get pen to paper out and just ask yourself, what do I need right now? This is one of the most powerful questions you can ask. Is it rest? Is it connection? Is it play? Is it clarity? Is it laughter? You don't need to have the whole plan. Just respond to the one that you need. Your body will tell you. And the fifth thing that I recommend when you're starting to feel flat, unmotivated, and potentially even a little bit of overwhelm creeping in, limit your input. Unfollow, mute, delete the app. Step away from all the noise, podcasts, emails, social media. Sometimes we're not lacking motivation. We're just too full of everyone else's voices to hear our own. So these are the five things that I encourage you to do. Now you might have others, lean into whatever those ones I haven't talked about. But these are five simple and gentle ones that you can start to do in order to start shifting you from flatness to finding that energy that you've been longing for. So if you're feeling flat, unmotivated, or like something's lost your spark, I want you to know that you're not alone. I've been there. Many of my clients have been there. And this isn't permanent. It's just part of the process. What I also recommend is give yourself the gift of not making it mean that something's wrong. Sometimes flatness is just part of the rhythm of growth. And sometimes it's your body whispering for a pause before your next rise. You're doing better than you think. And remember, you're allowed to rest in a way that works for you. Now, if there's anything that I can do to support you in this flatness, whatever that looks like, make sure to head to angelahenderson.com.au. You can check out the different ways that I work with my clients, one-on-one, VIP days, my three-day women in business conference, my Bali retreat, my mastermind, and I can help support you. Because one of the things also is you don't want to keep doing this alone. Find your tribe. And for you that's listening out there, I hope you have a beautiful day. Remember, you're perfectly perfect. And I look forward to you joining me for another episode of the Angela Henderson Online Business Show next week. Bye for now. Thanks for listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, www.angelahenderson.com.au.